Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Colombia is an historic ally in the region and one of the oldest democracies and market-driven economies in Latin America, declared Deputy Assistant Secretary for Latin America Mark Wells in recent congressional testimony.
Colombia works closely with us to advance shared priorities in trade, security, migration, democracy, and climate, as well as the full implementation of Colombia's 2016 peace accord. The United States has proudly supported security, good governance, and rule of law for many years, which has contributed to Colombia's longstanding commitment to democracy.
The U.S. and Colombian people enjoy the benefits of a successful economic relationship built on the U.S.-Colombia Trade Promotion Agreement, driving U.S. trade with Colombia to near an all-time high. The United States has been the strongest and most consistent contributor to the implementation of the 2016 Peace Accord, providing more than $1.5 billion in assistance since 2017, noted Deputy Assistant Secretary Wells. The United States and Colombia coordinate closely to address irregular migration. In April, both nations underscored their joint commitment to counter human smuggling in the Darien region. On Colombia's border with Panama, Colombia hosts some 2.5 million Venezuelans, the largest number of displaced Venezuelans in the region. In 2022, the United States provided $104 million to Venezuelan migrants in Colombia. President Joe Biden and President Gustavo Petro committed to a comprehensive counter-narcotics approach that includes interdiction, anti-money laundering, and rural economic development, explained Deputy Assistant Secretary Wells.
We commend Colombia's efforts to expand land titling, which allows individuals in rural communities to own their own land and pursue economic alternatives to illegal drug cultivation. At the same time, we remain concerned about record levels of coca and cocaine production, as well as alarming trends in homicide and violence that serve to undermine democracy. We are expanding and intensifying bilateral cooperation in intelligence and interdiction to dismantle transnational criminal networks and to counter illicit activities that displace rural communities.
Investing in Colombian institutions that fight corruption and improve security and justice is a priority that will protect people's health, safety, the environment, the economy, and rule of law, said Deputy Assistant Secretary Wells. The United States is committed to ensuring that the U.S.-Colombia relationship remains strong and productive for the benefit of Americans, the Colombian people, hemispheric stability, and the wider world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.